The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. The writing of a letter in early New Testament times and the sending of a letter was very much different from today. In the Roman Empire, they had no postal service for the public. If you wrote a letter, you would have to know someone going in that direction to take it to its destination. That's how the letters or epistles of the New Testament were delivered. For example, it is thought that Phoebe carried the letter to the Romans. She's mentioned in Romans 16, verses 1 and 2. Paul was at Corinth when he wrote the letter to the Romans, and Phoebe was from Cenchrea, one of the seaports of Corinth. She appears to have been a businesswoman who had made a trip to Rome. Paul sent his epistle or a letter by her. In the New Testament, we have Paul's epistles and the general epistles, which take the form of what we call letters today. The book of Revelation starts out as a letter. Paul wrote more than any other epistles in the New Testament. It's interesting to notice the form that these letters or epistles took. When we write a letter today, the person who is to receive the letter is greeted. Then at the end of the letter, the writer gives his name. In the time of the apostles, it was different. The writer of the letter first identified himself in the salutation, then addressed the ones to receive it, adding his pleasantries and wishing them well. This was all before getting into the body of the letter. Notice the salutation of Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. This is interesting. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul identifies himself, then he addresses Timothy. He wishes grace, mercy, and peace to be upon him. Grace, mercy, and peace. These represent the most fully developed expression or wish of well-being in these epistles. Two epistles, Hebrews and 1 John, have no salutation at all. James simply says, greetings. Grace and peace are found coupled together more than any other expression. But grace, mercy, and peace seem to be the most fully developed expression as a wish of well-being. Grace, mercy, and peace. This triplet of words is indeed interesting, and it's very reassuring to look into. Notice, grace and mercy. They are the opposite sides of what we might say the same coin. Mercy exists in a situation where punishment is deserved, but has been withheld. This is mercy. Grace means unmerited favor. Favor is not deserved, but it has been extended. Just think of that. Punishment withheld, unmerited favor extended. This is wonderful. It's a wonderful combination. And next he says, grace, mercy, and peace. Peace follows in the path of grace and mercy. Where punishment has been withheld and favor extended, there can be peace. And the idea in this word is heart peace. With our sins gone and being right with our Maker, with God, this is the result. 2 Peter 1, 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Paul told the Philippians in Philippians 4, verse 7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. By the cross, Jesus has brought peace. He's broken down the wall of partition. He's slain the enmity thereby. Oh, isn't this interesting to look into? The epistles and the salutation and the triplet of expression in these words, these three words, grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you. Thank you for listening today.